So, do you want to be a reality TV star? A UK production company is making a homegrown version of the massive US hit 90 Day Fiancé, and they need new stars. In this time of COVID, Zoom dating, and our international lives, the production company turned to us in helping them find the ideal candidates. So, are you dating someone virtually right now? And it's going so well, you could possibly be tying the knot in the next few months. The TV company wants to know. I spoke to Vanda Kettelhut from CPL Productions and asked her what exactly are they looking for?
So we are looking for people who, British nationals, who have a genuine relationship with someone from abroad. They have a love interest overseas that they have never met before, and they are looking to meet up with it over the next few months. But equally, it's okay if they have met up with them before and they're going to meet up with them again. That's absolutely fine for us as well. What I think the key issue is, they have to either be already engaged or about to get engaged.
Okay, so you're looking for people, one being British, the other from somewhere else, and really the only contact they've had is primarily online, even if they have had some brief physical moments together, let's say, but primarily their relationship has grown and developed online for the last months or even a couple of years.
Yeah, so that's exactly what I would say. And I think, to be honest, it's no surprise that last year there was a huge rise in people meeting online. So I think if they've met online, I mean, as you say, it could even have been a holiday romance
right.
That's continued and blossomed into a relationship. That's fine as well.
Okay, so if you find your ideal candidate and they come to you, what do they need to do for the making of the TV show?
So it's quite involved. It's 7 months of following the couple through to meeting, through to getting engaged, dating, and then we will follow their wedding, should the relationship end in a wedding.
Okay, so it sounds to me that this is going to be quite a long time filming. I mean, so, you know, from now to when would it actually be on air?
So we don't have an on-air date yet. We will be filming, as I said, with the couples for 7 months. Now, it won't be every single day for those 7 months. That's a lot of contact. It will be, I would say, 2 to 3 times a week, or if there's some big event coming up in their lives. So, for example, a first date, or the first time they meet someone else's family, or the first time they go out in their new neighbourhood, a meeting at an airport. Those are the big key events that we will look to cover.
Somewhat daunting, perhaps, when you go and meet the other half's parents for the first time with a film crew.
Absolutely, absolutely daunting. But what I think is that, you know, the cast that we choose will absolutely be robust enough, and they must enjoy, you know, being in front of the camera, and they must be relaxed with the cameras around, because you know our camera crew will essentially become their new best friends for 7 months.
Right. Okay. So yeah. So you've got to be prepared to really let it all out on TV and be very emotionally open to having all those moments captured by a film crew, really, haven't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. They need to be prepared for us to be there during the highs and the lows. They need to be able to open up to us, open up to their partners on camera, and they need to be as genuine as possible.
All right, so this is, I understand, is a UK, let's say, version of an American version. Was the American version a massive success?
The American version is such a huge success. It's in its 8th season now in the US, and there are so many spin-offs, it's hard to keep track. It's the most popular franchise by far in the US right now. It's huge.
And one could possibly imagine that, as you say, there are spin-offs. So this is something that I could see continuing actually after you've filmed and put it all to bed, as it were, and it's been aired. These people actually might find themselves attached to follow-ups and how's it going, first baby, maybe, I don't know. I
mean, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. This could potentially follow them through their marriage, through, as you say, having children. You know, sadly, if the relationship doesn't work out, right, it could follow them meeting a new partner. Or okay, we could find out, you know, we could catch up with their lives before they met their partner, what was going on with them then. It's right, as arms and legs.
Okay. All right. So people need to be prepared for this. All right. Well, Vonda, sounds all very interesting. As you say, there's no air date for this yet. It's going to be quite a number of months in production. But you're looking for people. And finally, Vonda, you are looking for people, as we say, but in fact, quite quickly, though, aren't you?
Quite quickly, yes. We've already had huge interest and we will be closing casting within the next few weeks. Right. So if there's anyone that would like to apply, I would say do it sooner rather than later.
Okay, fine. Right, Vonda, thanks very much indeed.
Thank you.
So if you want to be a reality TV star, you can email the producers on 90dayfianceuk@cplproductions.co.uk. That once again, 90dayfianceuk@cplproductions.co.uk.